There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
7-1.
Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here to trap inside a magic studio. The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. How dare she do this, Bradley? Nobody is on her side. No one likes that she has done this. What am I talking about?
You're talking about Kim Kardashian, girl.
Yeah.
And she's single-handedly trying to steal, well, frankly, insert herself into the life and the memory of every other famous woman throughout history's narrative. See Marilyn Monroe. We'll get to that in a moment. I am, of course, talking about Kim Kardashian buying a very expensive piece of jewelry once worn by none other than the late Princess Diana.
It's gross.
No!
No!
First it was Marilyn Monroe's dress. Now it's Princess Diana's cross. What's next?
Oh my gosh.
Judy Garland's red ruby slippers.
Oh, absolutely. She's going to get her hands on any. And
Diana Ross's microphone.
Oh my gosh. She's
Barbara Streisand's acting ability.
Right. I mean, something
What's
of the
next?
Queens. She's, I mean, there's royal auctions, obviously, because this went on during a royal auction, a Sotheby's auction.
Sotheby's.
Okay.
Royal and noble.
Yes.
We should clarify that. Okay, so do you, it's called the Atala Cross,
yes.
I believe. I don't, Atala.
Yeah.
But I had to read about this because I was like, okay, what is this lady trying to do? Because we know Kim Kardashian has already broken the Marilyn Monroe dress,
right,
when she tried it on, and then Ripley's was like, it's fine.
And then they had a replica.
It's fine.
She took some pictures in it, and then she took it off and wore a replica for the rest of the night.
Yeah, but still, like,
it doesn't matter. She
damaged the dress, and
yeah,
it became a dress that was no longer the dress that Marilyn Monroe wore. It became the dress that Marilyn Monroe wore that Kim Kardashian had to wear for 5 minutes. So now it's not just the Marilyn Monroe dress. And who do you think you are, Kim Kardashian, Marilyn Monroe? No!
You're not.
You are talented. You are a strong woman, you did many amazing things. You are not Marilyn Monroe.
There's so
Stop
many
trying.
Young celebrities who have put their, like, I'm obsessed with Marilyn. I'm obsessed. And then they dress like Marilyn and they do the Marilyn. And I'm like, stop. You're nowhere near.
Yeah,
don't,
you don't
put
like
yourself
that
in that category.
You get very protective.
I'm like, no.
You're like, nobody can obsess over Marilyn except for me.
That's right.
Because I
and
once
if you're
dressed
doing a singing
as Marilyn during a Hollywood Bowl parade.
If you're
Rose
doing
Bowl
singing
parade.
Telegrams, that's different. I was being paid.
I knew there was a story.
You
done.
Know that.
Anyway, the moral of the story is with this particular cross, I had to do the research and
yes,
understand where did this cross come from? Because why are they auctioning off Princess Diana's jewels? Well, technically, it's not her jewels, but they are the jewels that she, and apparently only she, wore after it was purchased in 1980 by a guy,
right,
who loaned it to her. And it was from that collection that this piece was sold, and Kim Kardashian purchased it. I think, was it like 200-something thousand?
Yeah, she paid $197,453. She was up against four bidders at the end over the phone, or one of her people, and it went for double what they thought it would go for.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I'm glad whoever, I feel like there's two problematic storylines in this.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian trying to co-opt our history,
yes,
our shared appreciation of strong women throughout history, and the person who, like, probably made a lot more money because Princess Diana wore this piece of jewelry, right? Like making money off of the memory of her, you know, wearing this. Although that's capitalism, so I guess we should be fine with that. Right?
But
I don't know. Anyway, it just drove me to distraction when I saw this because I'm like, what else is there nothing sacred to this woman?
I know. I don't understand people who have so much.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about this. Please tell me more.
Okay. I am not a Kardashian hater. I think she's a good businesswoman.
Yes.
I think she's a great mother. And
yes.
I love
fights
what she's
for social
done.
Justice.
Yes. I love all of that. However, this aspect of her where you have so much money, you have so much of everything, and you just can't keep your greedy little hands off something so precious that everyone is going to be mad at you for having.
Can I ask you, because I always find myself, and we're talking about Kim Kardashian buying this piece of jewelry that Princess Diana wore, and by the way, look at the pictures, she looks absolutely regal, and I just
amethyst cross with a bunch of diamonds around it. It's huge.
It's huge. It looks like something like a pope from, like, you know, an Italian pope of the, like, 17th century would wear, right around his neck. Just big dangly keychain of a thing. Anyway, I always think of myself like, this is not how I would rich.
No.
So, like, there are things of history that I would buy, but this, like, buying the jewels and the dresses and the, you know, things that... Because that feels very, and I think we've talked about this on the show before, it feels like those things should be in museums. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be in private collections.
Or Harry should own it. I want Meghan Markle to approach Kim and go, hey, can we have that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be delicious?
Yeah.
If she was like, we'll pay for it, but we just feel like Harry should have it.
Yeah.
And see what she says. And do it publicly.
Shame Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
Meghan, are you listening? Your role is to now shame Kim Kardashian publicly.
I might even get on her Instagram
do
and suggest it. I'm going to go, Meghan.
Honey.
Can you please approach Kim K about getting that necklace back and give it to your husband for Valentine's Day?
Do you think he would want it?
Yes.
I just think it would be, you know, if he doesn't want it, put it in a museum or give it to somebody who will appreciate the historical context. The historical provenance of this very dignified item. Although we have all purchased Hollywood memorabilia, have we not? You okay? I know you're speechless.
I don't think so. Have you? Wanted to.
Zac Efron's clothes.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Should I send them to him?
Please.
It's a little double standard, but you know, it's Kim Kardashian. We're allowed. No, I do think that there, like, you know, there are things, if you are fascinated by Princess Diana, go ahead and buy. For some reason, the jewelry thing drives me a little, it bothers me a little, and I don't know why it's the jewelry. Because, like, if it was a dress that was auctioned off, I don't know, I guess that wouldn't bother me as much. The Marilyn Monroe dress bothers me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that was such an iconic thing. This
it was an
not
iconic
like,
moment
it's
in
not
history.
Like Princess Diana's wedding dress. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. I just don't think that
suddenly
it
now
feels
I'm
like grave robbing.
Oh.
You know, like it was in her coffin and she dug it up and just pulled it out of there.
Dawn.
I'm sorry.
It's so dark.
Well,
it's really dark. I think it's because it's Kim Kardashian, number one, and we're predisposed to want to like poo-poo the things that she does. But to your point, we've given her a lot of credit and mad respect for certain things in her life. But I think after the Marilyn Monroe dress incident, I'm just a little on edge about her trying to own. Because then I just find, don't you think she feels like she's taking on a piece of Princess Diana by owning a piece of her, right? In the same way that she's taking on Marilyn Monroe by wearing a piece of her.
Yeah. No one's ever worn this jewelry,
dress that
by
she
the way.
Wore. She's not actually wearing a piece of Marilyn Monroe. You know what I mean?
Right. But no one else had been in that dress. You're right. And now it's.
Now that the history of that dress is not the same.
No. And shame on Ripley's.
Like if you could wear President Lincoln's stovepipe hat. A man who was cut short, whose life was cut short by nothing more than an aquatic creature. Okay, earlier in the week, FYI, Dawn killed Lincoln with leeches.
She thought President Lincoln. Washington.
Yeah, but you said Lincoln, didn't you?
I said that's why Abraham Lincoln died, because we were
also
talking about...
I love that you said it so offhandedly. Like, A, we all knew that, and B, then when you corrected yourself to Washington, as if we all knew that, because I've never heard that before.
Well, it's true.
I appreciate
they took out 40% of his blood with leeches.
God, that's crazy.
Within 12 hours, and that's how he passed.
Well, maybe Kim Kardashian is going to try to buy the leeches that killed Washington.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
boy.
And the axe that cut down the cherry tree. Like, I just feel like she's going to have this collection her house that just, you know.
So, but honestly, it's disrespectful, especially that Harry's book has come out, Spare.
It is crappy timing. I almost said a bad word.
It's really bad timing because he is... Obviously, if you read it or listen to it like we are, it's not a book club that we're doing.
Yeah.
You get and you understand the devastation that he still feels about how his mother was hunted down and killed by paparazzi. It is every day in his world. It makes up his DNA and part of him. Like, he mourns it. It's just never going to be okay. And so... Doesn't Meghan Markle know Kim Kardashian in the world of celebrities?
Oh, I'm sure they live, you know.
I'm sure that when Meghan was getting married, Kim wanted to be at the wedding and tried to be nicey nice and be friends with her, right? Because every celebrity wanted to be at that wedding.
It would be a huge PR move for Kim. Kim, if you're listening, I know it's not totally likely, but completely plausible.
What if this is a plan that she's going to give it to them?
Well, thank you. But let's make sure we put her... Is this hour one? I'll be doing the podcast notes later.
Yeah.
In the podcast notes, I will put Kim Kardashian, and I'll make sure that she's tagged.
Yes.
So that if she's Googling herself, this will
come
up in the feed.
She's not going to like what I said about her doing being a grave robber.
Girl, she loves the attention.
Okay. So
I thought that was a little much. Do you want to walk that back for her?
Yeah. Kim, I'm sorry you're a grave robber.
No, she's not. She didn't rob the grave.
I know, but it feels
It wasn't even
gross.
Diana's. See, this is the thing. It wasn't even Diana's piece of jewelry. It was a piece of jewelry that Diana wore. But what's so fascinating about that is that she only wants it because Princess Diana wore that piece of jewelry.
Right.
This is not like Kim Kardashian loves amethysts or that's her birthstone. Watch. It probably is. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
But it's, you know.
It was made in the 1920s by
Gerard, was that his name?
Gerard, who was a jeweler, and he also made her iconic sapphire engagement ring.
Yeah.
So she would...
She's buying this because of Princess Diana.
She would borrow this piece, this big cross, they would lend it to her, basically, the owner.
Yeah.
And now the owner is selling it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it came up. So it's not Princess Diana's per se, but it's as close as Kim Kardashian is going to get.
Right, because no one else has worn the piece. And no one else wore it for how many years is between 1920
she's
and
just
80?
Trying to like I,
60
and,
years.
And that's like, I don't know, there's just something very vampiric about that.
Mm-hmm. So
you know, like you're taking on.
Let's go. Well, okay. Also, I want to point out really quick. Where is Kris Jenner in all of this? She's the momager. She should be paying attention to how her daughters, who she runs their career, how their PR is. Why would she allow Kim to do this? She'd be like, girl, that is not a good idea.
They did get us talking about something other than the awkward thing in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye and his marriage. Right. Right? So maybe that was a bold move. But also, I'm holding out hope that one of them or both of them have come up with this idea that they're going to buy it and then gift it to Prince Harry.
Right, because if you don't...
Or give it to Meghan, actually. Give it to Meghan, because Harry doesn't want a piece of jewelry from his mom. I feel like he would say, thank you.
Give it to Meghan.
Yeah. Like, it would be better served to give it to Meghan.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Right. Because then you're imbuing her with
which she
the
deserves.
Spirit. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, you know, we have figured this. PR firms are taking notes from the first segment of The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. If you guys need us, contract work, we're cheap.
Well, no, we're not.
Well, compared to the Hollywood rates, we are. We're like, I don't know, how many thousands of dollars an
hour? It depends on what the thing is we're trying to clean up.
Okay, well, let's figure it out in the break. And when we come back, our friend Holly's going to have all the latest from Hollywood right here on My Talk 107.1. Spot. Hey, My Talkers, Bradley here for my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas with huge savings for 2023. If ever there was a time to visit the Little Blind Spot showroom, that time is here. Right now, select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of 30% off the purchase value, up to $1,200. That's right, I said $1,200. Hunter Douglas Honeycomb Shades are designed to conserve energy at the window in any season. They trap heat inside the honeycomb fabrics during the winter months and keep cool air inside your home in summer. It's like they were made for Minnesotans. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today for help from the best experts in the business. Or you can visit them online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you. Sing it with me. The Little Blind Spot. We're big on service.
Make today.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Oh, it is time for Holly Roberts to deliver us all the great celebrity gossip news with the Dirt Alert. Hi, Holly.
Oh, Bradley. Hey. Don. Hello. Alec Baldwin today and the armorer on the set of the movie Rust will be charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins back in October of 2021. Now, Baldwin fired the shot that killed Hutchins while preparing to film a scene in a church building near Santa Fe, New Mexico. The armorer, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, loaded the weapon, and the district attorney in Santa Fe announced the charges in a statement today. And some of the details, Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed each face two counts of involuntary manslaughter, which each carry a maximum sentence of 18 months in jail. They will also be charged with an enhancement for use of a firearm, which carries a mandatory minimum sentence of 5 years.
I heard a take on the potential for these charges before they were actually announced. And then, of course, they were, as you mentioned, actually announced. But the quote unquote expert thought it was unlikely that Alec Baldwin would be convicted. However, I don't know that that's a foregone conclusion. And certainly it is not going to it is not a good thing for him, whether he's acquitted or convicted. Right. Like, just having been charged with involuntary manslaughter, having to then go through a trial.
Right.
And I mean, this is just, do we have any idea of what Alec Baldwin has to say? Has he responded yet?
I haven't heard a response from Alec Baldwin yet, but to give you more insight into these charges, the prosecutor today also announced that David Halls, who was the film's first assistant director, has agreed to plead guilty to a charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. So Halls was the person who loaded the Colt 45 to Alec Baldwin, and under this plea agreement, Halls will be given a 6 months of probation but will not serve jail time. So there's already one person associated with this who is like, you know what?
I'm going to plead guilty.
Yeah, I'm going to plead guilty. I'm going to avoid going to jail. I'm just going to move forward with this. But we have not heard a plea from Baldwin or Gutierrez Reed.
It looks like Lucas Nikas, who is Baldwin's attorney, said to NPR, we will fight these charges and we will win. So no plea deal for him.
Yeah, they were very forceful in their statement, which you'd hope that somebody would. But And I guess, actually, now that I think about it, Alec Baldwin's not likely to say anything himself because he doesn't want to, you know, risk tainting a jury pool.
Yeah. Or... Although you don't know, because the precedent of Alec Baldwin,
right?
He doesn't like to keep
his
mouth shut.
He's already doing that. Yeah. He did that huge interview that we all watched.
That's right, on ABC News with George Stephanopoulos.
5 minutes after the thing happened.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Yeah. So there is precedent for Alec Baldwin speaking on his own behalf publicly about the shooting incident on the set of Rust. So...
This is not good.
It's not good.
No.
It's not good.
I am glad that they finally came out with the charges, because I think we were all just sitting here going, do-do-do.
Especially the family.
Yeah. And they seemed, their response was that they were pleased that nobody is above the law and that these charges they felt were warranted. So that's, you know, a further slap in the face for Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. So the next step would be a preliminary hearing, and prosecutors must present enough evidence to show that their case merits going to trial. So we don't have any court dates. We don't have anything more than what was presented by the district attorney today in New Mexico regarding this. Priyanka Chopra is on the cover of British
Vogue. Hey, girl, where have you been?
I know. Well, she's on the cover of the latest issue of British Vogue, looking quite beautiful. And she's posing in one of the photographs in the magazine with her daughter, Malty.
Oh, like we can actually see Malty?
We can see the back of Malty's head.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right. And I know they were very careful to obscure her identity. Right.
Yes. Now, we've seen pictures of Malty, but when we have seen her, little baby Malty has an emoji over her face. And like in this picture in British Vogue, Malty's face is leaning in towards mom Priyanka Chopra. Mm. But, you know, she's talking about Malty's birth journey, and Priyanka Chopra just saying flat out she and Nick Jonas were worried that Malty wouldn't make it.
Ooh.
She was born very premature, but luckily, you know, for everyone involved, Malty is here and she is a precious gift. And... mom, dad, baby, doing well.
Oh, I see the pictures. Those are gorgeous.
Yeah, very gorgeous. British Vogue is where you can find them.
Holly, thank you so much for that dirt. When we come back, Mike has blind items right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Let's do some blind items with Mike.
By the item.
Let's do it. Let's get started with this foreign-born former talk show host. Thought he was going to be getting back the show that he once starred in. They said no thanks, so he went ahead and created his own show to compete with it.
Okay. This is James Corden, right?
I was thinking Trevor Noah. Okay.
Oh.
Once again, this foreign-born former talk show host thought he was going to get back the show he once starred. They said no thanks, so he created his own show to compete with it.
Piers Morgan.
That was a good guess. Foreign-born former talk show host. What? British?
Yes. Well, yes.
Oh, okay.
He seemed to hesitate a little bit.
That means
British.
Wales or Welsh?
Getting closer.
Okay, or Irish. So no, Irish isn't. Ireland
Scottish?
Is not.
Okay, that's the clarification I needed there, but we'll say you're
Irish?
Getting closer. No.
Scottish.
Yes.
Scottish.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
What's his name?
He talks like, no, he doesn't talk like that at all. What's his name?
Oh, gosh.
Google it.
Okay.
I see your fingers moving. I'm like, come on,
well,
John.
Well, I mean, we know what it is.
Do we? Say the answer.
Yeah. His name is...
Craig Ferguson.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Don can type.
There you go. Again, filling in the blanks here. Craig Ferguson thought, now that, of course, James Corden is done with the late night show, that he would be taking that back that over sense. Once again. They said no thanks. So we got word a couple of days ago that he's got a show that Sony is behind that they're shopping to different...
Well, good for Craig Ferguson.
There you go.
Now, did he ever do it? Am I missing something? Did do the...
Yeah.
He had his own show.
He had his own show, but he was never on...
Yeah, he was. The late yeah.
He was on the Late Late Show?
It was literally the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson from 05 to 14.
Oh, God, sorry. I thought he had another show named
the
something
late,
else.
Late Show.
Like, hey, it's in the morning
confused.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so late that it's morning. Okay.
The Early Late Show. Okay, let's do it.
I just want him to have a job.
Yeah, there you go. It sounds like he's got...
So kind of you, Dawn.
I'm really kind.
I just want him to have a job.
Blinded by the item.
All right, for this next one, everybody knew since last year that she was behind her husband's disappearance and the unique way she got rid of the body. So no one believes her this year when she says he's still alive.
Oh, this is Tiger King lady.
Sure. I don't know.
What, Pat. You know, that woman who lives in Florida, who everybody...
Oh, yeah. What's her name? I didn't watch Tiger King.
I didn't either.
Because I don't like people being mean to animals. I can't watch that. Animals and old people. I'm sorry. I don't have any time for that.
Yeah. I was the same
and children.
Reason. Okay.
Just everybody, but, you know.
I kept telling people I can't watch it because of the animals. her name is...
Jeannie.
Oh, it was almost
McCracken.
There.
Had a husband.
Pat.
Whacked.
Yeah,
Donna.
Not Pat. Stop.
It rhymes with. Okay, sorry, we'll go. I was trying to sing the TikTok song. No,
Amy.
CB is her initials.
Lori.
CB.
Colleen.
Colleen is what I thought. Colleen and Bradley.
No, CB.
Oh my God! People are screaming.
I love
there.
The ice cream.
Carol Baskin.
Thank you.
Nice. There you go.
Pulled that out of my craw.
Oh, you said ice cream too. That
I
was
just
good.
Was getting
Carol
into that,
Baskin
yes.
Robbins. That would have been good for a game.
Taking a note right now.
There you go.
Yeah. To fill in the blanks, there. You may saw the story a couple of days ago or yesterday. It broke, but she's claiming that her dead husband Don Lewis is actually still alive. Although the sheriff, because he's in Puerto Rico, I believe, but the sheriff there is like, I don't know. I don't think he is. We can't find any evidence that he is. So.
What?
Because remember from the show, the rumor was she.
She killed
either
him.
Fed him to the tigers right. or buried him behind that one tank.
Of
remember?
Course.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't remember. Oh,
did
gotcha.
Go dig up?
But
the,
I know well, the story.
Tank. Joe Exotic said that they had to go dig up a tank. They'd find his body down there. But then he also said that she fed him to the tigers, so it was very confusing.
Okay.
Not many people listen to
well,
what Joe Exotic
maybe he's
says.
In Puerto Rico.
So she says he's in Puerto Rico.
She says like he's still alive, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Show us the goods, lady.
Exactly.
They have a Ponderosa there.
Oh.
In San Juan, right by the airport.
God, I'll be sure and visit it someday.
Yeah. I just drove by and was like, well, look, Ponderosa.
Ready
Let's
do another
blind
Let's
item.
Let's do it.
Blinded by the item.
All right. This former athlete turned actor has had enough of his superhero universe. His career outside the universe has been mixed. He thinks he's being bold by following in the footsteps of a co-star, but she has a huge franchise to lean back on.
Oh, Don, it looks like you know
There's
this
a lot
one.
Of moving parts to this one. There's three different things
John
we can get.
John Cena.
Good. Best guess.
John Cena.
It was a good guess, though.
Yeah, because isn't he involved in a superhero movie?
You're exactly right.
Is it like a
and
rock?
He is an athlete. The Rock? Oh.
You've named two of the former champions that are currently huge mega stars. Can you name the third?
Oh. Hulk Hogan?
No.
Hulk Hogan? What your superhero is he?
I don't know. Big sexy Kevin Nash.
Wow, I wish, but no.
No, I love him.
He's the man.
Bless him.
I was a huge Outsiders fan as a
kid.
You
me
loved,
too.
Oh,
NWO.
Man, we need to, for life.
Four horsemen.
What are you even talking about?
this
partnership is scaring me.
Okay, so.
Wait, okay, so let's clue
is he a
in.
Wrestler?
Yes. That's why I said there are currently three superstar former WWE champions who are mainstream massive acts. You've named two of them. There's one more.
Shoot, why are we not getting this?
This other one, his name isn't
the
quite...
The Miz?
No.
No.
His name isn't quite as...
What else can we key in on?
The universe, potentially. The universe that he was in, or maybe his co-star.
Or maybe his co-star.
Who
was
also
she.
A woman wrestler.
Yes, who has
no.
her own...
No.
No. A female actress who's got her own franchise to lean back on.
The franchise he is in is... I would say...
Is he like a DC?
No.
So it's not like a superhero universe?
Nope. The other one.
Marvel.
Yes. Yes. You're getting close.
I don't know
oh my
anything
gosh.
About these
darn
two.
It. Darn it.
I am horrible at sports and comic book.
The entirety of his universe or what he's most known for, they're all massive A-listers that are in the group with him. He's the one that the name might be a little
okay,
harder to
so
dig into.
Okay, so Andrew got a gold star
okay,
today.
Because nice.
I think he has the correct answer.
Yeah.
Don't know, but the name rings a bell. David Batista.
Oh my God.
we got there.
Oh my God.
Can you get the rest
Guardians
of it?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, and now we need one more. Who's
okay,
his co-star?
Zoe Saldana.
There we go. Oh. Can you also name, obviously, the franchise she has to fall back on?
Oh, she has Avatar to fall back on.
There you go. You got them all. Took a second, but we got there.
Thanks.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Thank you so much. Again, going back. Batista has had enough. David Batista has enough of the superhero universe, which is Guardians of the Galaxy and Marvel. His career outside the universe has been mixed, but he thinks he's making a bold move by following the footsteps of Zoe Saldana, except she, of course, has Avatar to fall back on.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Mm-hmm. And now my feeble brain that's not superhero worthy can understand it, because that's actually one of the movies I've seen.
There you go.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's quite good because it had a certain sense of humor to
it.
Did you
watch the Christmas special?
No.
Oh, it's good. Very good. It's good. It's like 30 minutes. Kevin Bacon's in it.
Kevin Bacon's in it. That's all you need to know.
All right.
And he sings.
Blinded by the item.
This will be the third time around for this A-minus list actor and the television role that apparently never dies. He is being a diva on the set of the show, and instead of bringing back characters that the audience knows and loves, he's just hiring his kids instead.
Oh.
This should be so obvious, I feel like, but it's a TV role.
I had Andrew Lincoln in my mind, but from Walking Dead, no relation to Abraham.
Leeches.
So can you say it again? I'm sorry.
Yep, this will be the third time around for this A-minus list actor and the television role that just never dies. Apparently, he's being a diva on the set, and instead of bringing back characters we all know and love, he is giving the roles to his kids.
I was going to say Night Court, and it's John Larroquette. But it's only the second time that show's back. By the way, is anybody watching that?
No.
I really want to watch it.
Laura's watching it. Laura, Barnum,
oh, okay.
RP1.
Is she liking it?
She loves it.
Okay, I need to watch. It's on Hulu. Okay.
Okay, so this is an A-minus list actor.
Yep.
It's the role. The reason why I said him is because you said the show that never dies, which is Walking Dead.
No, the role that never dies. So the role he plays is in multiple shows. There's a pretty big hint for you.
Oh.
The role originated on a different show, went to another show after that, had big success, and now they're bringing back that.
Oh, is it
ladder.
Like a walk or a what's that meth show?
Breaking Bad.
Oh,
and
Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
It's not.
Oh, that's the show that won't die. Oh man, I want to know
it's
this.
The role, not the role, the show. Oh. God.
Please don't yell at me.
I'm yelling at you on behalf of.
Characters from the early 80s, when this first time we met this character.
80s? Remington Steele?
Sanford and Son?
Nope.
Oh, man. Oh, was it it was a TV?
I think he's got it.
Quantum Leap?
No.
That's a good one.
It was just like the biggest show of all time in the 80s and early
90s. The Cosby Show?
Oh, come on, man. Dawn.
That was huge.
They're
Cheers.
Not bringing that back.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Can you imagine?
Fair point. Oh, my God. Just tell us.
I can't just tell
No, he can't
you.
Tell us. We have to do the
okay,
work.
Okay, well, we got to go.
No, we don't. Not until we're done.
Okay.
Remember when Holly used to make
80s,
us sit here and eat our vegetables?
The biggest show in the 80s.
Okay, the biggest show of all time, he said.
All time?
One of the season finale or the series finale
Seinfeld.
Of this show was the second highest all time.
Seinfeld?
Jerry
Seinfeld. Friends? 80s.
Come on, no, people 80s. Are screaming right now.
They are?
Dynasty.
Oh, shoot.
So we can do this. What kind of genre is it?
It's a sitcom.
It's a sitcom.
Okay, we got there courtesy of Vicky.
Well, you're cheating. You're listening to the listener.
Are you
getting mad at me for Googling? What did Vicky say?
Girl, the listeners are helping us.
I know. Vicky, help us.
Both Vicky and Stacy have emailed now. Frasier.
Correct.
Grammar.
Okay.
Thank you, listeners. See what our listeners can do for us, Dawn?
Yes,
if we let
thank
them?
You for putting me out of my misery. Can you fill in the blanks? Can you?
Absolutely can. For the third time around, Frasier is going to be back in that TV role that never dies. Or I should say Kelsey Grammer will be back in that TV role that never dies. Okay. Apparently, Kelsey Grammer is being a diva on the set, according to NT Lawyer. And instead of bringing back characters we know and love from the original show of Frasier, he's just bringing back his or hiring his kids.
Like Roz. Yes.
Correct. Yes.
And his brother. What?
I also just want to give props to Andrew and Ryan as well, and Stephanie, who have all sent in messages to help us today.
That's very nice. I'm not really good at radio, so I have to focus on the show, and I can't look at Twitter or anything
about?
Else.
Girl, here's what I've learned about doing blind items for this many years.
Mm-hmm.
If a certain period of time elapses and we're being really dense, the listeners will fill in the blanks. So just have your Twitter up and ready.
Okay.
Because they will totes my goats.
I like Twitter posts that people tag me in like 4 days later.
Yeah, don't do it 4 days later. But, yeah.
Okay, thank you, listeners. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. Mike, when we come back, and Dawn, we need to do two things. One, there's something you can vote on that we want to tell you about. And also, when we return, we now know the theme for the 2023 Met Gala. So, Dawn, get your costume planning ready.
Oh, yes.
When we return, right here on My Talk 107.1.
My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. It's the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We're really excited about the Met Gala.
Yeah,
They've announced the theme. But first, we need you to vote for us.
That's me getting all of my paperwork ready.
I saw you like a little cat over there.
Because I'm excited. It's the My Talk Awards.
Yes, this is so much fun.
I did that with my mouth because I couldn't get to the music as quickly. But you know that the My Talk Awards have gone up, Dawn, I think yesterday morning.
Yes.
Right? The My Talk Award nominations went up. You can now vote. Voting is open. You just go to mytalk1071.com. Are you okay, girl? Yeah. A little less martinis for lunch. The second annual My Talk Award Show, the award show for pop culture and entertainment, voting has begun. Now, can you describe kind of like what we're actually asking listeners to vote on? And I will pull up some of the noms for you.
Yes. So we were asked to come up with pop culture and entertainment moments and categories like best actor, best actress, movie of the year. And we're asking you to go on there and find our nomination and vote for us if you like this show.
Exactly, because I think we actually get a prize if we are the show with the most wins.
Yes. So we would love for you to just go down
the
line and choose.
Is?
What?
We get the suite for Britney.
The Britney or Madonna?
Oh my God, I said Britney! I want Britney!
We get the suite for Abraham Lincoln. Oh, no.
I don't want that suite.
No one does.
Thank you.
Oh, there are leeches up there.
For Madonna.
Yeah.
I think that should be the prize if we get the most winners, because each show sent in nominations for each of these categories.
Right.
And they've now been listed on the website. I think, it's going to let me vote. Okay.
So this is the way it works. We had to send in each category, our top three.
Yeah.
And then the Academy, which is
like
Amy and Brooke and Jess.
And Quinn, I think.
And too. Quinn, okay. They...
I like how you said it like this, like they're not listening.
I know. They actually chose, like we had multiple shows voting and putting in the same nomination, so they had to choose who got what.
Yeah, so basically we got none of our first picks. It's fine.
It's fine, but we still stand by. We still stand by.
Oh, God, all of our picks are great, by the way.
Yes.
I'm super excited because I don't even remember. I will say I had a hard time remembering as I went through the list this morning if these were our first round picks, because I feel like each of our three nominations were that strong, meaning our first, second and third picks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel equally good about it. Wasn't like I felt like, oh, we didn't get this or oh, we didn't get that. So.
Right.
Should we go through some of them?
Yes, we can. TV streaming show of the year.
Do you want to do all of them or should we just tell people who we voted for?
Let's do it. Yeah.
So you should vote for
The Bear.
Our choice, which was The Bear.
The Bear.
We love The Bear.
On Hulu. I just finished it. It's so
Mike,
easy
did you
to watch.
I have not yet. No.
Oh, God. Tell Mike why he should watch it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like rooting for an underdog, but who's not really an underdog.
Mm.
It's really Chicago. It's like Chicago history. And oh, if you
it.
Just, you know, are into.
I can smell the Chicago in that
yes,
show.
Yes, yes, yes. And so it's a really touching story about Ooh. A guy and his family. And just trying to stay true to his family. And the acting
it deals with addiction.
Ensemble.
It deals with like, all sorts of craziness.
And the ensemble, it takes place in a kitchen. I'll just say that. You probably know. The ensemble that happens, Mike, you've worked in a kitchen.
I have, yeah.
You are going to love this show.
All right.
Because the chaos that happens in a kitchen, mm-hmm. if you've ever been a server or a cook, is palpable. Like, it's real. And they are so close in this small kitchen, and the ensemble factor is like the acting is amazing.
The acting, and it gets so much better because at first you're like, oh, this is kind of dark, and then you're like, oh my God, I love all of these people, and then you're like, oh, I hate these people. I love them. I hate them.
I love them.
I'm curious. I want to know who Mike identifies most with
series.
Oh, I'll jump in.
So some of them are like, they're 30 minutes.
Oh, easy. Oh, nice, easy watch.
And there's 8 episodes.
You can get through this in no time.
All right.
Now, let's move on to Ass Hat of the Year.
That would be, our vote is Kim K and Ripley's Museum.
Yes, because she's an ass hat for that.
That she is, and so is Ripley's. They are both.
It's tandem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because she put on that dress and permanently changed it forever.
Yes.
Made us unhappy.
Our actor of the year is Jeremy Allen White, who is the star of The Bear.
The Bear.
And
he's so dreamy, Mike. I know, like, he's just dreamy.
Okay. I think anybody.
Soulful.
Even, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a. I'm not saying in a, you know, way. I'm just saying in a, like, he draws you in.
I just appreciate him as an actor.
Yes.
He is phenomenal.
And his hair. Mike, you're gonna want his hair.
All right.
Didn't you want his hair?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, I would kill for that hair.
Rocco was him for Halloween.
I'm not surprised.
Yes.
Actress of the year, we picked Michelle Yeoh. Obviously.
Oh, that's a win.
Because she is amazing in everything, everywhere, all at once.
All at once.
Which happens to be our movie of the year. And I'm telling you, I saw it in the theater and I was so blown away. We bought the DVD or the Blu-ray.
Yeah, because your man has a problem. Right.
Yeah. He has a problem.
It's okay.
But it is really great. And if you haven't seen it, please.
Most valuable celebrity, we selected the obvious again.
Britney Spears.
It goes without saying.
Right. Our comeback of the year is Brendan Fraser for The Whale.
Can't wait to see that. I've yet to see that. But I just feel like by all accounts, his career was at a certain level. Then it wasn't. And now it is again. And so,
and
to me,
deserves it.
Definition of a comeback.
That's right. It's going to be tough, the Oscar between Austin Butler and Brendan Fraser, honestly, for me.
I don't think the competition for reality show of the year is going to be that difficult because our pick is clearly the best pick.
It's Britney's Instagram.
I mean, what other reality show do you want to watch?
I know. It's true.
At least that's what I want to watch.
Viral internet moment of the year. We have Don't Worry, Darling Spitgate that Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine.
Yeah, that literally weird. People on the street stopped me and said, that's Spitgate. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Break My Soul for Song of the Year. Lizzo for Musical Artist of the Year.
NyQuil Chicken for WTF Award. And Daryl McCormick for Crush of the Year. He was in... Thank you very much, Leo Grand, or whatever that was.
We've
He's
got a
dreamy.
Few more. We'll tell you about them another time. Go vote on mytalk1071.com. We'll be right back.